I'm David Militzer with the California Department of Education. I'm joined today by Kenan Salinero, Executive Director with Reimagine Science, and Deborah Hale, of a teacher with the Anaheim Union High School District. Connecting the dots, whole child, whole adult, and whole world. What happens at the beginning of every creative process? Nothing. Creativity requires that we create space and wait for something to emerge. These are the words of Otto Scharmer, who is with the Presencing Institute and the originator of Theory U. The world is unraveling around us. Join us to explore what we can do to create space and discuss some strategies for something new to emerge. It's apparent that we as humans have suddenly stumbled into uncharted waters. What Professor Ann Pendleton Julian calls a whitewater world. Our lives have become much more precarious than before we knew we would be facing a deadly pandemic. On the other hand, we also seem to be on the verge of a new renaissance, with new insights, new revelations, and much of it being actually based on the emerging appreciation of our deep connections to each other and the world in which we live. We are faced with a question: what is this moment in time challenging us to do? When we stop, look, and listen deeply into this newly emerging world, are we trying to regain the past? Are we recreating what used to be normal? Or will we follow our true interconnectedness as educators and as fellow humans? In the field of education, over the first two decades of our new century, we have seen initiatives, trends, and practices develop which give us clues about where we might want to go in the future. These clues help us see as we try to make sense of what is worth saving, what needs to be changed, and what needs to be created as we move forward. We all have our own stories and experiences. Since joining the California Department of Education, mine include having a number of exciting and innovative work opportunities and assignments, all with a common theme: bringing education into the 21st century. My work has included career technical education reform and promoting career education for all students, grappling with how to design and implement holistic, whole child, student-centered educational models, developing resources for the introduction and integration of social and emotional learning with academic learning. Many seeds in these areas have been planted, yet we have much more work to do. A major theme of our session is about making space to encourage the emergence of the new. In Theory U, Otto Scharmer encourages us to listen more deeply and look with new eyes. This is risky because it takes courage to be willing to bring forth what may challenge existing patterns and ways of thinking. What if we start with sharing what we sense in our hearts, minds, and bodies, but have not had much or any space to share? We may discover that we already know more than we realize. One reoccurring theme in my work and the work that many of us are involved in is to organize ourselves around student-centered learning and support kids in having voice and choice.
All right, so now we're going to share the context of Theory U as a way of looking through this lens around how we can look at this whitewater world that we're in. So Theory U comes from MIT and the Presencing Institute, where Otto Scharmer went to create this theory, develop it. And it's a theory that's based on a couple of different key aspects. One of them is that if we're in a community, a collection of individuals that make up society, our different colleagues, our students, the world that we live in, the human world, one aspect is to go to the edge of the space that we know and investigate a larger question, a larger set of conditions. What's going on, not only out in other parts of the world and other parts of society, but even in other parts of what other people are thinking, not just you. And part of the access to this is what's called turning the lens and looking interiorly at yourself. This you is one way of sketching this process of the interior work that allows groups of people, groups of stakeholders, communities to shift their attention and to also figure out, identify, and remove the obstacles that are in the way to get to where it is, what we really like to be, what we'd really like to create. So on the left side of Otto Scharmer's theory, you sort of drop down. First, downloading is just gathering information. And when you're doing this, you're in your head, you're in your intellectual self, you're thinking. And in your thinking, you actually, if you suspend judgment, VOJ is voice of judgment, that allows you to see with fresh eyes by opening your mind. The suspension of judgment allows an open mind, and this is a key component. If you then redirect where your attention is, going to the edge of that world that you know, looking at the other side, looking at the outside of what you already know about the world, you can open your heart. So this is about suspending cynicism, the voice of cynicism. And rather than feeling like you already know the answers, you already understand everything, it's to suspend that and lean into what's going on in the larger community, what they call the social field. This is opening your heart. And I believe this happens in education quite often, actually. So you drop down further, letting go is around letting go of the voice of fear, so that you can take action. This is the hand, the action, the doing part, the open will, having the will to step forward. And there's a critical moment before you step forward, which is that moment of stillness. You've dropped down through learning the intellectual part and suspending judgment so that you can see freshly all the things you knew. Letting go of the cynicism so you can experience freshly through an open heart, and letting go of your fear to move into that new space. And as you sit in that new creation, that new arena that you've developed for yourself, there's a moment that shows up where you can really ask, who is myself with a large capital S, and what is my work to do? And of course, this is what educators are there to do with their students. The students are there to learn, who am I and what is there for me to do in the world? The right side of the you, we'll go into in less detail, but this is about how you can do small experiments, how you can try things out, see how they work, and sort of follow where the positive outcomes lead. So these are small changes that can lead to dramatic changes. And this all can incorporate working in a community rather than just by yourself. There's a very personal aspect, but there's a community aspect as well. One of the things that we will talk about briefly is this world that we're in right now, the whitewater world that David referred to. There's a lot going on in the world that is very jarring right now. There's a lot that educators are dealing with, and that the students are dealing with, and that our politics are dealing with, our country is dealing with, workers are dealing with, people who've lost family members to COVID-19, people who've lost jobs, all of the challenges, all of the challenges of teaching remotely. And this is a part of Otto Scharmer's model, which is the opposite side of the creation of the you. This is the shadow side of the you. This is where people no longer see with fresh eyes. In fact, they're blinded and they are stuck in one truth. They're entrenched in their point of view. So there's an us versus them. And they're stuck in place. They're stuck in trying the same things over and over again. So this is part of the model, and we will talk about that a bit. And so I wanted to present this as part of this construct.
Now I would like to introduce Debbie Hale. Oxford Academy and Cambridge Virtual Academy, Anaheim Union High School District Business Instructor and CTE Department Chair.
So Debbie, I believe that you have something to share with us about your experience during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Great, thank you, Kenan, for enlightening us with Theory U. I think before I really talk about my students, I'd just like to kind of share with you my own personal experience. I had actually been teaching, I've been teaching for 27 years in the classroom prior to this pandemic actually happening when we went to distance learning. And when we were forced to come at home and work from March to May, this light actually went on for me, and I found that I actually love teaching online. Everything kind of came together for me. It was this so-called transformation. I felt like I had this sense of empowerment. And I reflected back and asked myself, why? Why does online teaching work for me? Maybe it's because my left brain likes that quiet space. Sometimes the physical classroom and all the hustle and bustle is very stimulating for me. It causes me to be unable to concentrate. I spend countless hours at home, you know, just kind of getting ready and then preparing to go back in that rat race 5 days a week. I feel like I'm able to pause, stop, and have that rejuvenation space that is really needed for myself. I find that I'm actually working more, but I also find that I'm a lot more energized because I am really loving what I'm doing. So it really has been this real transformation for me. I am trying to find new ways to be creative in how I teach and engage my students and to make learning fun for them and also for myself. I do incorporate the social skills and learning to a lot of the different activities that I include because I feel that that's really important for my students. I also find that teaching online that it's, you know, it just allows more flexibility in my schedule where I can take breaks and go and do what I need to do and, you know, and kind of come back. So it's really working. As a result of this pandemic, the district launched a new online program called Cambridge Virtual Academy. They had been working on it for the past couple of years, but the pandemic really pushed it to kind of just, okay, we got to get it open. So they were going to open it during the fall. So because I found this love for teaching online and that I could really teach anything and almost do it in less time, you know, with students and allow them that white space outside a classroom, I decided that I would apply. So I was accepted and I went through the training over the summer and started teaching. In addition to my regular class load at Oxford Academy, I now teach one section at Cambridge Virtual Academy, which those students are online and will remain online even when we go back into the classroom, which we've been online the whole time. So, and then in addition to that, I also applied to teach e-learning, which next year I'll be teaching one e-learning class. So I'll have to give up one of my classes at Oxford. So whether it's in the classroom or online, I really try to unleash that creativity and I really try to find that unlimited you. And this doesn't happen until we can truly listen to our students, have that open mind, that open heart, and that open will, engage students, really make learning fun for them, and really try and find out each student's story, helping them to unleash their creativity, help students discover that passion that I talked about earlier and really try and empower students. So thank you for sharing the theory U, because I really feel like this kind of ties in with where I'm at.